Pendengar sekalian, Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull mengatakan ia kecewa, namun tidak terkejut dengan keputusan Presiden Amerika Serikat Donald Trump untuk menarik Amerika Serikat keluar dari kesepakatan iklim Paris 2015. Turnbull juga mengatakan Australia akan tetap berkomitmen untuk mencapai target yang diterapkan dalam Perjanjian Paris. Nah, apakah dampak keluarnya Amerika Serikat dari Perjanjian Paris itu? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut. Presiden Amerika Serikat Donald Trump telah memenuhi sebuah janji pemilunya, yaitu menarik Amerika Serikat, negara pencemar terbesar kedua di dunia, keluar dari kesepakatan iklim Paris yang ditandatangani oleh hampir 200 negara untuk bekerja menuju pembatasan pemanasan global sebesar 2 derajat Celsius pada tahun 2030 nanti dibandingkan dengan tingkat pra-industri. Namun, Trump mengatakan bahwa kesepakatan tersebut mengancam jutaan pekerjaan manufaktur Amerika Serikat serta produksi batubara, besi, dan baja, dan akan menelan biaya ekonomi lebih dari $4 triliun sekaligus menciptakan pembatasan energi yang berat. Trump mengatakan tugasnya adalah melindungi warga negara Amerika Serikat.
The United States will cease all implementation of the non-binding Paris Accord and the draconian financial and economic burdens the agreement imposes on our country. This includes ending the implementation of the nationally determined contribution and, very importantly, the Green Climate Fund, which is costing the United States a vast fortune.
Keputusan Amerika Serikat untuk menarik diri dari kesepakatan tersebut mengecewakan. Namun Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull seperti banyak pemimpin negara lainnya tidak terkejut dengan keputusan itu. PM Turnbull mengatakan bahwa Australia masih akan tetap pada target pengurangan yang didasarkan pada tingkat Australia pada tahun 2005 yang lalu.
It was entirely as expected and as predicted and as promised by him. So in the light of that and in the light of that knowledge, we are committed to our Paris commitments. Our 2030 commitments, as I said, of 26-28% reduction in emissions.
Menteri Lingkungan Hidup Josh Frydenberg mengatakan bahwa penarikan Amerika Serikat perlu dilihat secara perspektif.
The US is not the world's largest emitter today. The biggest emitter is China. China, India, Japan, a number of other trading partners of Australia have reiterated their commitment in recent days. I noticed the business community in the US, the big energy companies, ConocoPhillips, ExxonMobil, here in Australia, BHP, Dow, they all reiterate their commitment to Paris as well.
Juru bicara Partai Buruh mengenai perubahan iklim, Mark Butler, mengatakan bahwa keputusan Trump benar-benar konsisten dengan komentar sebelumnya. Ia mengatakan Australia harus berdiri teguh dengan keputusan sendiri.
He had, after all, described climate change during the last presidential election as a hoax invented by the Chinese to take manufacturing jobs away from America. But it's critically important now that the rest of the world reaffirm its commitment to continuing on with the momentum that was established at the Paris Climate Conference.
Beberapa pengamat mengatakan keputusan terakhir pengunduran diri Amerika Serikat itu mungkin hanya memiliki dampak kecil dalam hal emisi aktual. Olivia Camber dari The Climate Institute di Sydney mengatakan bahwa efek penarikan Amerika Serikat mungkin kurang merugikan daripada apa yang diperkirakan semula.
The big fear is that other countries would follow the United States sort of out of the tent and off the cliff, but that's not going to happen, I think, because other countries have chosen to stay in the Paris Agreement because it's in their self-interest to do so. Donald Trump's vision is to return to the days of coal-fired power generation at a time where that's becoming impossible for economic reasons anyway. So there's actually the prospect of the opposite of a domino effect. This decision could actually galvanize other countries to try harder to achieve the goals of the Paris Agreement.
Amanda McKenzie dari Climate Council Australia juga menyatakan hal serupa.
70% of the Paris Agreement could be met through cities. So it could be that we see some falling back at the national level, but state and local level steps up.
Profesor Andrew McIntosh dari Australian National University College of Law di Canberra mengatakan bahwa kesepakatan Paris sebenarnya lemah karena dibentuk untuk meringankan kebutuhan Amerika Serikat.
The Paris Climate Agreement was very much shaped by the American interests and by the desire to ensure that it didn't tie down America or America's economic interests. As a consequence of that desire amongst most of the major players to placate the United States, the end outcome was relatively weak. The agreement doesn't compel any nation to do anything in relation to cutting its emissions, other than having a target and reporting on that target or that mix of policies.
Kelompok lingkungan Greenpeace mengatakan bahwa pihaknya tetap mengharapkan upaya global untuk membatasi perubahan iklim, meskipun Amerika Serikat telah menarik diri dari kesepakatan perubahan iklim Paris itu. Faisa Olasen, pengkampanye Greenpeace Climate and Energy, mengatakan masih ada alasan untuk tetap optimis meskipun Amerika Serikat keluar dari perjanjian Paris itu.
It's going to be more difficult without the US. However, if you look at that, the rest of the world is responsible for 85% of the global emissions, and you see that other countries are willing to remain committed to the Paris Agreement and in fact are stepping up their climate ambitions, I think that's a very hopeful message. You see the transition to cleaner renewable energy that's taking place and it's speeding up.